Well, we are currently in a sermon series we're calling Little Guys of the Bible. It's a sermon series where we are looking at not the big characters of Scripture, but the small ones, the overlooked ones. And so if you've been with us the past few weeks, you'll know that we spent most of the time in the Old Testament. We've talked about characters like Mordecai from the book of Esther. We've talked about Mephibosheth from 2 Samuel. And last week, we talked about Naaman. And this week, we move to someone in the New Testament, and we find him in the book of Acts. And it's a man with two names, John Mark. He's a young man who was called by God to serve in ministry. We're going to look at his story. But before we do, will you join with me in a word of prayer? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are a potter. We are your clay. Melt us and mold us, make us and use us. Have thine own way. Amen. Well, once upon a time, there was a man named Peter Best. Now, you don't know Pete Best. He was a musician back in the early 60s. He was a drummer, an aspiring rock star. You see, Pete's goal was to become famous one day. His mom owned a local nightclub in Liverpool, which helped him break into the music scene. And by the time he was a teenager, well, he was already playing gigs professionally. Now, Pete's break came in 1960, when he was invited to join an up-and-coming band from Liverpool that was about to head to Germany for a tour of shows in Hamburg. The band didn't have a record yet, but they were undeniably good. People were beginning to notice. You see, there was John. He was the lead singer and the songwriter. And well, there was Paul. He played bass. And of course, George played lead guitar. And then there was Pete. He held everything together on drums. You see, for 2 years, Pete Best lived the life he always wanted. From 1960 to 1962, he was at the center of a music revolution that was beginning to take place, not just in England, but across the globe. It was a dream come true for him. But of course, not all dreams are built to last. You see, just 3 days before this new band was scheduled to record its very first album at the Abbey Road Studios in England, John, Paul, and George got together and they decided to fire Pete Best from the band and hire a different drummer with a funny name. Pete was told that he had made too many mistakes when they were in Germany. He had been late to too many shows. He had been too unreliable. The band decided they needed someone a little bit more mature, a little bit more professional. So they decided to move on without him. See, Pete Best, he had one shot to live his dreams. He had one shot to follow the passion he had been given, and he failed. Things did not work out for him. Do you know that feeling? That feeling of failure, that moment when you're so close to the future you desire for yourself, only to watch it slip away. Have you been there before? You know exactly what you want, exactly what you have been working so hard for, but for some reason, it simply does not happen for you. Who knows? Maybe you were a little immature at the time. Maybe you made one too many mistakes. For whatever reason, the world decided to move on without you. Failure. It's the hardest thing any of us have to deal with in life, and it's an experience that John Mark knew all too well. You see, the scripture says John Mark wanted to do something good with his life. He had a dream of making a difference in the world around him. John Mark, he came from a good family. His mother raised him in the faith. And when he was just a young man, he got his break to go and travel the world with the Apostle Paul and set up churches in every corner of creation. Now, this is exactly what John Mark wanted. He was literally changing the world with his hands. He was at the center of a spiritual revolution that was beginning to take place. Everything was going exactly according to plan for him, and then one day he made a mistake. The Apostle Paul decided to move on without him. One day, John Mark was fired from the only job he had that gave his life deep meaning. What mistake did he make? How did he mess up? We don't know for sure. The Bible doesn't tell us, but does it really matter? All we know is that John Mark lost the trust of Paul. He failed. That kind of experience can stay with a person for a lifetime. A Pulitzer Prize-winning author by the name of Tracy Kidder once wrote a book called Old Friends. It was a book about life in a New England nursing home. Now, while doing research for the book, Kidder lived in a nursing home in Boston for over a year, and he recorded the stories of the residents there. Now, one of the stories went like this. He said, there are a lot of people in this nursing home that are plagued with a loss of memory. But there is one man who is plagued by the inability to lose memory. His name is Art. He has just lost his wife of 60 years, and he is tormented by the memories of failure in his marriage. You see, when they were newlyweds, she accidentally dropped a frying pan, and he cursed her. "If I could only have her back," Art said. "If I could only have her back, she could drop 100 frying pans, and I would not say a thing." Failure. Yes, it's something we all struggle with. We've all failed at being the parent we want to be, or the spouse we wanted to be, or the member of community we wanted to be. There have been moments when we failed to be the person we know God desires for us to be. We've made mistakes. We would do things differently if we could, but the world has already moved on without us. As Paul fired John Mark for the mistakes he had made, and there was nothing John Mark could do to change it. Given how small and insignificant a role John Mark played in the book of Acts, you can't help but wonder. You can't help but wonder why his name is remembered in the scripture at all. After all, there had to be thousands of other people who worked with Paul setting up churches, and I'm sure they didn't fail. So why does the Bible even take time to write down the name of the one guy who missed the mark? The one guy who did not make the grade. Why does the Bible talk about John Mark at all? And the answer is this. You see, even though John Mark failed in this moment, the scripture says he did not quit in his efforts. Instead, the story goes, he eventually returned to Jerusalem, and there he began to work for the gospel again. Yes, he had made a mistake. Yes, he had failed to live out the life that he wanted to live, but that did not stop him from fighting for what he believed in. See, eventually, years later, he was reconciled with the Apostle Paul. Eventually, Paul even came to trust him again and use him as one of his most trusted partners in ministry. And then there's this. At the end of his life, when the church needed someone to sit down and record the life and the journey of Jesus Christ, when the church needed someone who could pull together all of the miracles, all of the stories, all of the teachings of Jesus so that it could be passed down to future generations, John Mark agreed. He was the one who put pen to paper. He was the one who wrote the first account of Jesus' life, or as some people called it, he wrote the Gospel of Mark. His legacy changed in that moment. No longer was he known by his failures. Now he was known by the hope he shared with others. You see, it is never too late to change your story. It is never too late to write your gospels, no matter how many failures you've experienced in this life. No matter how many disappointments have come your way, God says it is never too late to start over again. And that is the story of John Mark. That is the legacy he leaves us. He not only wrote down the gospel, he lived it out in his life. John Mark, he didn't let the failures of yesterday overshadow the promise of tomorrow, because it is never too late to write that gospel. It is never too late to change your story. In fact, you can even argue that's something God seems to specialize in the scriptures. For whatever reason, God does not allow the worst moment of our life to define who we are. Don't forget, Noah was a drunk. Jacob was a liar, and Gideon was afraid, and Samson was a womanizer. Don't forget, Rahab was a prostitute, and David was an adulterer, and Elijah was oppressed, and Jonah was obstinate. Don't forget, Matthew was a tax collector, and Peter was impulsive, and Martha worried about everything, and the Samaritan woman was divorced. Don't forget, God redeemed them all. He changed their story. No, it is never too late to write your gospel, because God specializes in that kind of redemption. You remember Pete Best? Well, for years, he suffered from depression after getting kicked out of the Beatles. For years, he couldn't help but watch as his old band went on to sell over 600 million albums, have 20 number one hits, 13 multi-platinum albums, and win 7 Grammys. Felt like a failure. He felt like he was watching someone else live out his dream. But then one day, Pete made the most important decision of his life. One day, he decided he was not going to allow this experience to define him forever. So he went back to work. He got a job as a civil servant. He got married. He had kids. Eventually, he started playing music again. Not in order to get famous, not to be a rock star. Instead, he did it simply to do what he loved, what he was called to do. In fact, in an interview in 1994, he said this to the reporter. He said, "You know, I think I am happier now than I would have been if I had made it in the Beatles." He said, "Not being in the Beatles, it allowed me to be a better husband. It allowed me to be a better father. It allowed me to give myself to the things that truly mattered in this life. It allowed him to leave a legacy he was proud of." Yes, we have all made mistakes. We have all failed in some way, and yet God says that is not how your story ends. Because God specializes in that kind of redemption, so that no matter what has happened in your life, don't forget, you still have time to write that gospel. Thanks be to God for that hope that does not leave us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you that indeed you are not a God of ending, but a God of new beginning. You're not a God of failure, you are a God of redemption. So forgive us, God, for the times we have failed in the past, the times that we have missed the mark and fallen short. And set us back on that path towards salvation. Restore unto us, O God, a clean spirit and a new start, that indeed our lives might be different. Indeed, the legacy we leave might be different. And that when others look to us, they might see a life of hope. They might see your grace at work. I thank you for the promise of this day, the story of John Mark, which reminds us of the hope we have in you. We offer this prayer in your Son's name. Amen.